I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what am I going to do? Or how can I make the right choice? If we are honest, we all need wisdom in living life in today's world. We all need discernment. Some of us can easily know what is right and what is wrong, yet the challenge of choosing comes between what is good, best, better, and great. The dictionary defines discernment as the faculty of discerning, discrimination, acuteness of judgment, and understanding to distinguish mentally, recognize as distinct or different. We see that our world has discovered that there is a difference between recognizing what is right from wrong. But how does one discover this difference? How can we make wise, discerning decisions? How can we choose the very best as we discern our day-to-day challenges? As a follower of Jesus, God's Word, the Bible does give us insight just how to do this. James chapter 1, verse 5 states, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." The first thing when faced with what to do or how can I make the right choice is to ask God. Ask God. James tells us that God will not only hear us in our asking, but He gives generously to all without finding fault. Other translations translate the word generously as lavishly, liberally, freely, abundantly. I think of abundance, being overwhelmed in a good way, flooded with God's goodness. Often, we do not ask God first because we lack faith that He hears us. He won't listen or answer, so we don't ask. We don't let God in. We keep Him at bay. This mentality will cause us, as James later describes, to be that person compared to a wave tossed back and forth like the wind, filled with doubt, suffering from indecisiveness. James 1:6. Also, James points out that God will give us the wisdom, discernment we need without reservation to all who ask Him without finding fault. Sometimes I am the one who has condemned my request because I'm aware that I don't measure up to God's standards, so I don't ask Him. It seems I think I have to earn a right standing before God before I can ask Him for wisdom. This is wrong thinking. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and my standing before God is not based on my works, my earning favor before God. My standing before God is based on Jesus Christ and what He has done. I receive God's acceptance through faith by God's grace. So I need to ignore those thoughts and step out on faith when faced with the decision of what's the best choice to make. I need to ask God first in faith, trusting He will do what He has promised, giving generously His wisdom to me in my asking. The Apostle Paul prayed this for the believers in Philippi. He said, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Philippians 1, 9-11. He revealed a correlation between their love for God and one another, their knowledge and depth of insight about God, their understanding of who He is, growing in their faith, giving them the ability to discern what is best. Our relationship with Jesus, filled with His Holy Spirit, dependent upon Him continually growing in faith and knowledge, gives the follower of Christ the ability to discern what is best and to make the best choice. Are you faced with a decision? A challenge? Have you asked God first? He is waiting for you to ask Him. He is wanting to give you His wisdom when you do. Why not ask Him now? Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you give us. Help us to ask in faith, believing. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.